Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Chasing Amy.
What did you say?
You're chasing Amy.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time.
Rolling fatty, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man. Put that money in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Well, if you're a fan of indie films from the 90s, this interview is right up your alley. We're talking Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks. Oh, he also did do Jersey Girl with Ben and Jen.
Sure.
Remember
did.
That one, Kennedy?
He did Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
So Kevin Smith is doing a show tonight, Clerks 3, The Convenience Tour. So you're going to watch Clerks 3, and then there's going to be a Q&A session afterwards with Kevin Smith, and he answers every question. It doesn't matter.
In long form. It's not a yes or no with him.
And so we recorded this interview on Friday, and it was spectacular. The problem was it was almost 20 minutes long. And so we're going to play you 6 or 7 minutes of the interview now. It's also a little bit edited because obviously we were off the air, so we beeped out some stuff. But the part of the full interview we're going to put up unedited online, and we will do that a little bit later on this morning. So here he is, Kevin Smith.
So good. How are you?
Doing good. I mean, no, really, Kevin. How are you doing this morning? That I really want to know. How are you doing?
So good.
That's
what we love to hear.
There it is. That's what I'm talking
about. There's the Kevin Smith I fall in love with.
It is such a, it's an answer that captures people's imaginations. Because people ask you in a very like, how are you doing? And normally you're like, oh, I'm good. But I generally come back with, oh, so good.
It is a weird question because I think most times when we ask that nobody cares. But I do. I do want to know how you were doing this morning.
Honestly, I kept my bar low my whole life. I just wanted to be like Kevin Smith. I didn't really aspire to much more. And so it's really worked out for me. Every day I get up and it's like my father used to wake up and be like, oh, what do I got to do today? I get up and I'm like, what do I want to do today? And then I do some goofy until I go to sleep, wake up, start all over again. It's been a very lovely life.
So you've got the convenience tour. It's going to be at the Wilbur. You can see the Clerks movie with Kevin. And then Brian O'Halloran is going to be there. And there's going to be, as you say, a wicked long Q&A afterwards.
That's right. Generally, the Q&A is longer than the movie itself because I have to explain myself for a while. Like, this is why I did this.
Yes, this is why we love you. You ask a question and you will answer it. It's not just yes or no. You will answer it. And if it takes all day, it's fine because I want to hear it.
I can't help. I can't circumvent, kids. I gotta give the full response. If people are going to give you their time, think about the precious commodity that time is. There's a lot of streaming shows to watch, man. So if people are going to give you their time instead of watching Wednesday on Netflix or something like that, they're owed a response at the very least. You've got to give them your time back. And as long as anyone's interested in you, shouldn't you be interesting or interested back? I mean, I don't understand how the world operates, but that's how I operate.
Producer Dan has a question for you. What do you got?
Kevin, Dogma is a movie that's very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
And it bums me out. It's so hard to find these days if you don't own a physical copy.
Which I do.
Yeah. It's my movie about angels is owned by the devil himself, Harvey Weinstein, personally. Owns Dogma.
You're kidding me.
It's not even like his company does. He, in the midst of all that was going on with that movie back in the late 90s, Disney didn't want it at all. Him and his brother bought the movie away from Disney. And so they personally owned it as one of their personal assets. Like they licensed it to Lionsgate to release way back in 1999. And they licensed it to Columbia TriStar for home video. And then all those licenses lapsed and those cats never thought about it again. So fairly recently, I tried to reach out to his lawyer to buy the movie back. I didn't want to for a long time because I was like, I don't want to give that guy money.
Right.
And then somebody was like, it goes to his victims. And I was like, all right, well, there you go. There's a plan.
interesting.
So we made an offer. You know, I wrote a very sincere letter to a convicted rapist and asked him to give me my art back for $250,000. The response came back from his lawyer, no. I went back with another letter, doubled the offer to $500,000. He said no. At that point, that's about all I'm good for, so I had to go out and create a coalition of the willing and whatnot, fellowship of folks that might have an interest in seeing Dogma get released from this animal. And I came back with a $1 million offer, and still the response was no. So I don't know what the guy wants, man. But
wow.
I've got to be honest with you. It sucks, but let's be honest. Of all the heinous things this done, that's the least egregious.
But on a lighter note, I had a follow-up.
Lighter note, maybe?
Now I'm going to segue into what was it like on the set, and how cool was Alan Rickman in real life? Because I'm a huge Alan Rickman fan.
Alan Rickman, look, you give me a chance to like say something positive about Dogma, not end on Harvey Weinstein, that's a gift. Alan Rickman was everything you ever wanted him to be. First time I saw him was in a movie theater. I'm standing over the movie theater where I first saw him. Recently, me and my friends bought my hometown movie theater and renamed it Smod Castle Cinemas. And there's an apartment above it, and that's where I am at the moment and stuff. So down below this apartment was the first time I saw Die Hard, was at the Atlantic Twin Cinema back in the day. And, I came in for Bruce Willis, but I left going, who's the other guy? That guy's amazing, and then followed his work assiduously through, a fandom until I became a filmmaker. He was astounding. I learned more about performance just watching him than I had making movies, three movies prior to that. Acting is a job of choices. You make a choice how to say something. And this guy always unfailingly, unflappably made bizarre and perfect choice. We remained friends all the way until he passed away and stuff. I remember one of the last conversations we had, he was talking about he just bought an apartment in New York. And I said, well, that's fantastic. He goes, you have to come over and visit, but you have to be very careful. I said, why? And he goes, because I bought my apartment in the same building as a friend of mine. And I was like, who's the friend? And he goes, Ray Fiend. And I was like, well, that's adorable. And he goes, no, it's not. Because now Snape and Voldemort live in the same building. If the Potter fans find out, they'll bring it to the ground. Such a lovely guy, man. He's greatly missed.
That warms my heart.
I could listen to you tell me stories all day.
Yeah, you should have a podcast or something. I think it might do well for you.
I hear these podcasts are free.
Yeah, radio's dying. Definitely get into podcasts. So at the Wilbur.
Says radio's dying, but
nobody.
Like,
it's a joke.
I still talk to radio. I know it really is. And I'm telling you, kids. Like, I ain't just saying this because we're on the phone, but you guys got the dream job, man. That's the job I always wanted. That's why I have like 96 podcasts. I'm just auditioning until somebody goes, yes, we'll hire you.
Hey, Kevin, when you're in town, you're more than welcome to come here and sit behind this microphone.
Done and done. Right. And what we do is, I don't know if I'll have time. No, I know I traveled the day of the show.
Uh-huh.
The day after the show, we do Hartford on the 6th. I could come in on the morning of the 6th before I go to Hartford.
Done. Done and done.
Fantastic. I'm all about it, man.
That would be great. We would love that. Okay, so Clerks 3, the convenience store. Go to thewilbur.com. Thewilbur.com tickets are on sale right now. I know Boston is going to turn up, and if it's not sold out yet, it will be
sold. There are not a lot of tickets left.
Yeah, not a lot of tickets left. So thewilbur.com. Go see Clerks 3, the convenience store, and Kevin Smith will be there for the Q&A afterwards. It was great to talk with you. Thanks, Kevin. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, kids. I'll see you in the station.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.